Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. So I have a guest on the show today who's near and dear to me. It is Jean Tuttle. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning, Carol.
And for those of you that may not know, besides Jean and I being friends, Jean is also the assistant for the Community Health Department here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. How long have you been with Wayne Memorial?
I've been with Wayne Memorial 38 years, 38 going on 39, and I've been in the Community Relations Department for 26 years.
Yes, and she's been in here way longer than I have been. I've only been in since about 2018, so 7 years so far. So it is... Jean, I will tell you, I have to give a shout out to you. You are just wonderful to work with. You keep me on my straight and narrow all the time. And she's laughing
because
she knows exactly. She does try. If she can find me half the time if I'm not sitting in my office, right? But we are here to talk about a great program that has been going on for how long, Jean?
More than 25 years.
Right. And it's called the In-School Walking Program, right?
Yep.
So it's just a fantastic program that we have in partnership with, four of our local school districts, right?
That's correct, yep.
So again, we talked about how long it's been going on. Can you talk about what is the in-school walking program?
Well, this was developed because we want to keep people from falling in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Our winters can be really nasty and it's dark early. So we wanted to provide a safe, lit place for people to walk if they want to exercise. And we've been doing it, like I said, over 25 years. It's probably closer to 27 years, but that's okay. It's in several of our area school districts. As you said, it's the four districts. But there's several schools involved, okay? So for Forest City School, it's in the high school. For Wayne Highlands School District, they have three. They have Damascus, Preston, and Lakeside Schools. Wampaupack has two of their schools. It's the high school in Wampaupack, and it's the Newfoundland Elementary. And Western Wayne has three. Actually, almost four, because it's R.D. Wilson, which is up in Waymart. Then it's the Western Wayne Middle and High School combined, and that's down in Lake Ariel. And then we have Evergreen, which is in Hamlin.
Right. And when you look at all of those school districts, we cover almost all of Wayne County, right? And then the Susquehanna County, kind of border for Wayne County with Forest City School District.
Yeah.
So, and it is truly amazing that, that the schools continue to work with us year after year for these programs.
It is.
It's great.
Yep. The people really enjoy walking in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the schools are very cool, like Damascus School is one in particular, because you see all the artwork on the walls from the kids.
You know?
And it's nice. I mean, we're taxpayers, so why not be able to go into the schools and see what they're doing?
Exactly. But there is a process, right? So unfortunately, we just don't open up the doors and anyone walks in, right?
Exactly. First of all, they have to register every single year. They have to register. We provide them with badges. They pay a $5 fee for the badge. And if they hang on to that badge, they can use it for 25 years. Okay?
Yep.
We renew it every year with a sticker, but we ask them to complete the application with the questionnaire and the waiver. The waiver is just to protect the schools and Wayne Memorial Hospital in case they slip and fall. That's on themselves. It's their responsibility. And we send out the sticker, or we make them a new badge with a sticker on it. And that's the process. So they really need to do it every year. Even if they registered last year and they have a 25 sticker, this year we're doing a 26 sticker. So they need to get the new sticker.
Right. And it is important for us to have their contact information.
Because
there has been times that the school has called us and been like, you know, we need to change this, we need to change that. So it is important that we have their updated address, because sometimes we mail out information to our walkers as a courtesy, you know, education material, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we also are utilizing emails, you know, postage is kind of going up.
Right.
So you keep an email database, right?
I do. We started that really strongly this year. People have been emailing me, taking pictures of their application front and back, and then I send them their sticker. So mm-hmm. we're cutting out some of the stamps going back and forth.
Right. So what days do the programs run? Because there are, you know, the dates, what it's already started, right?
Right.
But it will have an end date and the days of the week that people can walk.
So it started October 14th, and it will continue through till April 23rd. We picked those dates because by October 14th, the schools are well established running. Mm-hmm. And by April, it's starting to get light out in the evening, so people can, and the weather's usually a little bit better.
Right.
They can walk Monday through Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. as long as school is in session.
Mm-hmm.
If school is closed for a holiday or if it's closed because of a snow day, there's no walking that night.
Right.
Okay, we don't, the staff isn't in the schools,
exactly.
So we don't want people there.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday is just a tough night for them to keep things going. Some of the schools have specific times for you to come in. Because of their staffing with the janitorial staff, that they don't want people in and out, in and out, in and
mm-hmm.
out. So Wayne Highlands, all of their schools, you have to be there between 6 and 6:15. After 6:15, they're not going to let you in to walk. And Western Wayne Schools is the same thing. It's between 6 and 6:15.
Mm-hmm.
The other benefit for the people, okay, to register every year is they get the instructions. There's certain doors in some schools.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them you need to ring a bell. And, you know, it's all for security for the schools.
Right. And for our walkers, too,
and for
right?
for our walkers.
Yes.
They want to know who's in the school at what time.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to sign into a logbook. We request that they sign into a logbook
mm-hmm.
when they get there and when they leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we do keep track of some of that.
Right. And because it does, you know, it benefits our community. That's our primary goal, is for this walking program to benefit our community, correct?
Right.
But it also helps us as a hospital to show that we are providing a resource to keep our community healthy.
Exactly.
Right? And,
exactly.
And walking, like you said, is a great way, especially inside the schools during the winter month, to stay safe, right? We don't want people to walk outside where there may be icy patches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or too cold, you
right.
know? So the temperature's kind of consistent in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we also encourage walking because there's a lot of benefits to walking, correct?
Absolutely. There are.
Can you kind of list some of them that, you
sure.
know, we kind of encourage people to realize?
Regular brisk walking is going to help you in many ways. It'll help you maintain a healthy weight and lose body fat. It'll help various conditions, health conditions, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, cancer, type 2 diabetes. You know, it's a big benefit for all of those areas.
Right.
It improves your cardiovascular fitness. It helps strengthen your bones and your muscles. Improves muscle endurance, increase your energy levels, improve your mood, your cognition, memory.
Right, we could all use that, can't we, nowadays?
Absolutely. Helps you sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, getting the regular exercise. Improves your balance and coordination. That kind of goes along with the bones and the muscles.
Right.
Strengthens your immune system. And it reduces stress and tension.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's just incredible. And again, you know, we're not telling people to go out and, you know, do marathon levels, right?
No.
When you look at that stuff.
You walk at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have people every year who say they meet friends.
Yes.
at the schools, mm-hmm. and they walk together, or they meet new people that they've mm-hmm. never met before, and they get conversations going, and they're walking in the hallways, and they develop new friendships.
Right, which is, like, truly amazing, the people that they may not have ever met before.
Right, or they see people they haven't seen in mm-hmm. years, mm-hmm. and they renew friendships.
Right, so, you know, just kind of, you know, kind of going over the time. So the schools are open Monday through Thursday, right? So it's 4 days a week.
4 days a week.
So if you look at what is recommended, so, right, like, so when we look at the guidelines or for activities for Americans, they recommend 150 minutes.
Right.
Right? Every week.
Mm-hmm.
Not a month, every week. We want every people week. To, right?
Right?
But if you think about it, the schools are open 2 hours, 4 days a week. So that's 120 minutes mm-hmm. for those each day times 4 days. That's 480 hours or minutes. Actually, hours, right? So that's a lot. No, 480 minutes. I can't do my math today.
Okay.
And if we're recommending only 150, people can definitely get that in.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Which is so important.
Yeah. And the cool thing about this program, too, is it's open to families.
Yes.
So if you have a child that's in a stroller,
mm-hmm.
and you like, you're at home and you never get a chance to get any exercise at home, you can your child needs to be registered also. Mm-hmm. Under 18, we do not charge the $5 for the badge. Okay? It's just, it's kind of silly to do that.
Right.
So they get a badge,
mm-hmm.
and they can walk, and every year they can renew it. So you're developing a good structure for that child to follow as they get older.
Exactly. Exactly. And but if they're under 18, they do need to walk with an adult, right?
They do need to walk with an adult.
Okay.
Yes.
And again, it's
yes.
safety. It's all safety and
right.
stuff like that. But you're exactly right, bringing back that statement. It teaches them good habits early.
Right.
Which is one of our goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so the family gets to do something together.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's the child's school, they can point out the artwork.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mine. See that? You know, and it's fun. And for grandparents to see their grandchildren's mm-hmm. stuff.
Right. Exactly. The most important thing is, how can people register? We know what they have to do, but do they call you?
They do call me. My phone number is 570-253-8990. If I'm not here, because I'm only part-time at this point,
mm-hmm.
they leave a message. Leave their name, their telephone number. If they just know that they need a badge, they can leave their name and their address, and I'll mail it to them.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or they can email me at Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E, at WMH.org.
Mm-hmm.
I answer my emails every day.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And then we can send them back out through email.
Right. The application.
And then, right.
Mm-hmm. And it is also available online, right? At
it
our
is,
website.
It's on our website. It's available through the community
tab. Mm-hmm.
And there's an application on there. They can print it out. Like I said, they can take a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't scan it. The only time that they need to send anything in is if they need a badge, they need to send their money in.
Right. Right.
Okay. Other than that,
mm-hmm.
they're good to go.
Right. And again, it's just our way, you know, of providing a great resource for people to,
exactly.
you know, keep active in the winter months,
mm-hmm.
which is so important.
Yes. Encourage them to keep on going.
Exactly. And, you know, we also want to encourage them, too, is when they are, you know, even though they're inside, you know, proper footwear is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It is warmer, but you do want to make sure you do some stretches. So, you know, anytime someone exercises, right?
Right. Right. We don't want them running through the hallway,
mm-hmm.
but they should warm up.
Right.
Do some stretches, start slow.
Right.
So that they're not injuring themselves. And then do a cool down, you know. So you walk briskly through the hallways for 3 laps, and then the 4th lap you slow down.
Right. You know, that's the time, you know, your time frame that you're going to be there in the
mm-hmm.
schools, and which is, again, a great opportunity that they don't have to walk outside and
right.
be safe, be warm, and mm-hmm. not have to worry about falling on the ice.
Right, right, exactly. And they don't have to walk that 2 hours.
Right.
That's just the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do have people who walk the 120 minutes, you know, every single time they go in.
Right.
You know, and they're there to walk. So mm-hmm. they're not going to necessarily be talking to everybody as they walk along the hallways. And then there are people who just want to get the stroll. Mm-hmm. My own physician says get 20 minutes of continuous activity a day.
Right.
And you're good.
And that is, again, the great recommendation that, mm-hmm. You know, we all really want to follow.
Right.
So, right. Well, Jean, you know, thank you, because you do. You organize this program every year. You get the applications out. You get how many people we have registered so far?
Oh, I haven't looked at it this week.
Right.
Believe it or not, I just got like another 25 applications for badges.
Right.
I think we're close to 60 or 65.
Incredible.
New applications.
Right.
And then there's all the, mm-hmm. you know. Right. All I do is open envelopes and put it in the computer.
So. Yes, exactly. And it only started last week, which is so amazing.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Yep.
So, Jean, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day and
no
doing
problem,
the show.
No problem, Carol.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.